God's name is an essential component or the essence of His glory. And I draw that out of the fact that Moses says, "Show me your glory," verse 18. And God says, "I will make all my goodness pass before you and proclaim before you my name, Yahweh. And I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious and show mercy on whom I show mercy." And that reminds us, does it not, of chapter 4, where Moses says to the Lord, "You want me to go down there to these people? Who shall I say sent me?" This is chapter 3, verse 14 of Exodus. God said to Moses, "I am who I am." And He said, "Say this to the people of Israel, I am has sent me to you." I am who I am sounds very much like, "I will have mercy on whom I have mercy." I am who I am means my being is absolute. I don't derive my being and my identity from anything outside myself. I am the one absolute reality in the universe. Everything comes from me, starts with me, is defined by me. I am not determined by or shaped by or come into being by anything outside me. I am absolute reality. And when He says, "I have mercy on whom I have mercy," I think that is the expression in His volition of the same thing that was said about His being. I will what I will. Nothing outside of me governs ultimately what I do. I consult my own counsel. I do all things according to the counsel of my will. Ephesians 1:11. When I make choices, I don't come to you for counsel and advice. I am not governed or constrained or coerced or determined by forces outside of me. Therefore, I have mercy on whom I have mercy. That's who I am, which helps us understand now why He responded to the statement, "Show me your glory," with that kind of statement. Because He's really saying, this is who I am. This is the essence of my glory. My freedom to be self-determining and not governed by things outside of myself is my glory. That's step one in the argument. Step two is, Paul, following the Old Testament, believes that God's righteousness, which is the word behind this, it's being called into question, God's righteousness is His unswerving allegiance always to uphold and display the worth of His glory. That's the meaning. That's the most essential bottom line definition of the righteousness of God. You could say very simply, if you were talking to an 8-year-old, God's righteousness is doing what's right always. And that would satisfy an 8-year-old. But a 13-year-old might say, how does God decide what's right? Does He have a book outside Himself? Does He consult a list, a law book? How does He decide what's right? And then you're forced into God's essence to say, what is right? And of course, God doesn't consult anything outside Himself. He is the definition of what's right. And if you ask, well, what makes something right? He would say, what upholds and displays the fullness of my glory is right. That's the meaning of right. I am the essence and definition of right. My glory is the essence and definition of good and right and upright. And therefore, what upholds and displays, magnifies, shows the worth of, makes much of my glory is right. I am righteous in that I do whatever I do in order to continue to uphold my full glory on display. That's the meaning of righteousness. Now, if I had time, and I will not take the time, I'll resist with all my might here, showing you why I believe that's the righteousness of God. I just send you to chapter 3, verse 25, where God puts Christ forward as a demonstration of his righteousness. And if I say any more, I'll get really involved there, and I'd love to, but I shouldn't. So now here's the argument. Is there unrighteousness on God's part when he chooses Jacob over Esau, Isaac over Ishmael, and chooses you, even though you don't deserve it, and there's nothing in you to commend it? Is he unrighteous when he exerts freedom and sovereignty and unconditional election in that way? And Paul says, no, because this freedom is an expression of who his glory, what his glory is, and his righteousness consists in expressing and upholding his glory.
Thank you for listening to this excerpt from Pastor John Piper and DesiringGod.org. Please visit us at DesiringGod.org. You may also call us toll-free at 1-888-346-4700. Desiring God exists to help you make God your treasure.